Good morning from the Audubon County Farm Service Agency. Denny Heflin here with this week's USDA report. Well, as in the past week or two, I want to remind area producers and landowners about the upcoming general CRP sign-up. That begins March 12th, which is only another 12 days from now. Eligible land is land that is currently being cropped, as well as any existing CRP that's scheduled to expire this September 30th. Those people with expiring CRP should have already received their letters from our national office and have begun to make plans if they're interested in re-enrolling those acres. Those of you who currently want to enroll new acres in the CRP, you'll need to begin to make your plans, and you need to give our offices a call to set up an appointment because it does take some time. We have to get into our soils and determine the soil rental rate, which is going to be the final thing probably, whether or not you want to go into CRP. So if you're interested in Audubon or Cass County, you'll need to make an appointment to come into the office, and we'll go through the soils and arrive at the area that you want to put into CRP and ultimately get you a soil rental rate. That sign-up will continue through April 6th, so that's only 4 weeks, so this is not something that you should put on the back burner. If you're ready to do it, let's go ahead now and get her done. I also want to remind landowners and operators that the highly rotable land and wetland conservation compliance provisions are very strict with the eligibility for farm programs. Now, generally speaking, when you break new land out and bring it into production, if it's a small area, farmstead, or take a fence lane out or something, these are small areas and don't have much ramification. But anymore, with a change in the list of the hydric soils, if you're thinking about installing tile, there's a lot more soils anymore that may have some hydric tendencies, and an evaluation has to be completed by NRCS. So what I would suggest is that if you're thinking about doing any sod busting that's going to involve any tiling, you need to right away notify FSA and complete a 1026 form, which we will then forward to NRCS so they can do the assessment on the hydric soils. Anytime you break new land out, you need to do a 1026 so we can bring those acres into your cropland listing on your farm. So again, remember to touch bases with FSA before doing any sod busting or tiling so we can get NRCS notified and they can do their assessment. Likewise, if you're doing any disking or field tillage on conservation plans on your farm that are no-till, you'll need to get prior approval to NRCS before going ahead with something like that. I also want today to remind producers that March 15th is the final sales closing date for NAP crops. These are non-insured crop program commodity crops or 4-H crops. You might say, well, why do I need that? We have crop insurance for corn and soybeans. It could be that if you're doing some sod busting or something like that, you have some acres that you're going to plant corn or beans on, and those acres may not be insurable the first year that you're farming them. So you may want to consider taking out NAP coverage on those crops, not only for the coverage and the protection of having the NAP coverage on those crops, but also the networking and the linkage to any future disaster programs. Again, that date is March 15th. If you have questions on crops that might not be insurable for you, please give your FSA a call in either Audubon or Cass County, and we will discuss this option with you. For today, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. I hope you have a good week, and we'll be talking to you again in a couple of weeks. Thank you.